Part 4. You will hear part of a biology lecture about dolphins and how views divide over their level of intelligence. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
In today's lecture, we'll dive into the topic of dolphin intelligence, discussing dolphin behaviour and their physical structure in an attempt to shed light on the question, how intelligent are dolphins? Well, concerning body size, dolphin brains are among the largest in the animal kingdom, more extensive than chimpanzees, and certain species, like bottlenose dolphins, have brains even bigger than humans. However, some current tests suggest that they do not possess the same cognitive abilities as humans, despite having a similar brain size. For instance, dolphins are often trapped in gill nets, originally intended for tuna fishing. These entanglement cases have led to unnecessary injury or deaths of dolphins, gradually depleting their numbers. Clearly, dolphins don't realize that they could just jump over these vertical barriers and swim to safety. People often mistakenly view dolphins' eternal smile as signs of intelligence and joy. Actually, this is not a facial expression at all, but a fixed design of their head. Unlike human beings with greater than 40 facial muscles, dolphins have no such powers with which to form an expression. On the other hand, small-brained animals are sometimes underrated for their level of intelligence. Pigeons and rats are typical examples of small-brain animals which can perform tasks so complex that most humans would have trouble with them. Over the last few decades, scientists have conducted countless studies on the cognitive abilities of these overlooked animals, with quite surprising results. Pigeons are aware of their bodies when they see their reflections in the mirror. Pigeons are also trained under specific conditions and gradually form instinctive reactions. In an experiment in 2009, a group of 12 pigeons was given a reward, like food and water, every time they pecked a key on a lab table. All birds successfully performed the trick. These test results indicate that brain size is probably not the sole factor in determining intelligence. Another argument steers the attention to the correlation between intelligence and the constituents of brains, rather than their sheer sizes. It's been found that dolphin brains are comprised chiefly of fatty cells, which serve as a protective barrier between the systemic blood and the extracellular environment of the central nervous system. They are also essential components of nerve cell membranes, affecting problem-solving skills performance. Now, the second mainstream view is that dolphins are highly intelligent. Research into the behavior of dolphins in the wild and in captivity has yielded incredible data on the intelligence of these marine mammals. Studies show that dolphins not only have the ability to learn as individuals, but those individuals can then pass their new knowledge on to others. Let's take a look at some typical examples. Among these are tested with Billy, a dolphin trapped in a sea lock and rescued. Billy spent 3 weeks in rehabilitation and was released back into the wild. There, researchers noticed that Billy had started tail walking, a skill only mastered by captive dolphins who imitated the keepers. Billy had not been trained to tail walk, but had learned the skill simply by observing other dolphins in the rehab center. Another study involves a female dolphin named Karen. Karen was given a test in which she was rewarded with a fish for every piece of litter she brought to researchers. To maximize its bounty, she quickly learned to take a newspaper, keep it at the bottom of a tank, and tear off smaller pieces to get more fish. Over the past 100 years, researchers have proven that dolphins are extremely social species and have evolved to have highly developed brains. These factors are the most significant contributors to their intelligence and become the means of survival for dolphins. In 2008, researchers tracked a group of around 400 dolphins. One female dolphin in the group was having a lot of trouble swimming and kept flipping upside down or sinking into the water. The other dolphins crowded around it. They paddled side by side with the injured female on their backs. By keeping the wounded female above water, they may have helped it to breathe, avoiding drowning. So how do they communicate with each other? Well, scientists have discovered, through observation and meticulous testing, that every dolphin has a different sound, resembling the whistle that other dolphins recognize as a particular individual. Dolphins can emit a wide variety of sounds. The frequency levels range 10 times beyond what humans can hear. But of course, there are other means of communication for dolphins besides sound. During mating season, male dolphins stroke females with flippers after a fight to affirm social bonds.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part 4.